Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strauman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, just one of those quietly mixed trading days today again.
You know, it was, Randy, to end the year here. And you know, not a lot of news in the marketplace today. Talk that China might be sending some officials in this weekend to sign the Phase 1 agreement. And then a tweet from the president saying that looks like January 15th would be the magical date for the signing of the agreement. So, you know, that news kind of played into the market. You look at the South American weather. Certainly, it has improved in Argentina. And I think that added some weakness to the row crops early on. But you know, the corn stayed close to unchanged here at the close, and beans are up 2 to 3 cents, and wheat again having a pretty decent day, up 3 to 5. And you know, the 5-month low in the dollar may be offering some support there as well.
You know, one thing with this thin holiday trade, we could have expected to see some wild swings, and we just did not get that this time either.
You know, we haven't. And you look at the funds that have been short the market, and I think it looks like they've lightened up on some of those positions and maybe kept some of that movement that we could have seen in a thin trade, you know, not take place.
Cattle markets a little softer all the way across the board here, the way it looks.
You know, it is. We're still waiting for that cash to establish itself. Traders certainly thinking that we'll have a stronger cash trade again this week. Saw that cash come in late Friday, and that was up $2 to $3, and traders expecting that again this week. The futures are at a premium to the cash, and I think that did limit the upside today. The choice boxes were a bit stronger again to provide some underlying support. The feeders pretty much mirroring the live cattle trade. Lean hogs gave back some profits here after being overbought, and a substantial premium again to the cash index.
What are you expecting come back Thursday, Friday? Another light, thin trade and then hit it big on Monday, or will we back full force here late this week?
You know, I think it'll be thin here at the end of the week, barring any news from the outside that, could come into play. But I think with the lack of any new news as far as the Phase 1 agreement goes with China, I think it would be relatively thin on Thursday and Friday. We'll come back next week and again, looking for more news with the Chinese, in addition to that big report that we'll see a week from Friday on the 10th.
Anything else we need to be talking about or to be aware of here?
I think that's kind of it. I think the 5-month low on the dollar certainly providing some support as far as exports go. And again, I think just the Phase 1 agreement and the USDA report on the 10th of January will be the news next week.
Brian Strauman at Progressive Ag Marketing.